The city of Madison has long used weed cutters to control what's growing in the lakes. There's also a new ban on phosphorus fertilizer. It's supposed to help reduce harmful blue-green algae. Now there's a third way officials are trying to keep the lakes clean. It involves solar-powered pumps called solar bees. These pumps move water that disrupts the growing environment of blue-green algae, which prefers stagnant areas. The pumps also introduce oxygen into waterways, which is designed to cut down on the nitrogen weeds need to grow. Madison water specialist Genesis Bichonich says each device is the size of a small pontoon boat, about 16 feet across, with three solar panels. Each one can treat up to 50 acres of water.
It's moving a lot of water, but slowly, so it's not stirring up sediment, but it's keeping it moving, and it will work through the night as well.
Bichonich says Madison is testing the algae buster at no cost, courtesy of the North Dakota company, which makes and markets solar bees, Pump Systems Incorporated.
It has worked in other places, but they don't make a 100% guarantee that it's going to wipe out all of the weeds. And so they gave us a year for free to kind of see how it works.
The city of Madison had to get a permit from the Department of Natural Resources to put five sun-powered pumps in Monona Bay near the state capitol. A sixth is nearby. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plans a study next year on whether such pumps actually improve water quality. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.